And welcome back. Patricia Gentile is our guest today. NewEnglandTaxRelief.com, PatriciaGentileCoaching.com as well. And give the 800 number out, because now people are even more freaked out about where their case is and where what's going on.
Yes, please contact me at 1-800-880-8388. And you know, Frankie, you said that. This is where it struck me. I finally got it. I've been hearing, you know, President Trump say, you know, this administration and this government now is about common sense. And all of a sudden it hit me last night that it is about common sense. If people didn't get the fact that, you know, the federal employees that, for example, got this email asking, you know, to discuss the 5 job duties they performed over the past week, just respond. It's common sense. You know, the government wants to know, are you working? Because we're taking a common sense approach, and everybody is so emotional because the rapidness of our new administration getting down to business, rolling up their sleeves, and DOGE, my God, it's the Department of Governmental Efficiency. They're on it. They're just on it. They're like, you know what? Why? We're not going to spend any more money, waste any more money. We're going to start finding out where we can be efficient right now. And what they're doing is what people call the low-hanging fruit. You know, the employees that were already on a probational period. If we have employees out there not working, or they actually offered federal employees the opportunity to, you know, take a severance package. As I believe 75,000 responded to that right off the bat.
Yes, yes.
You know, so they're really treating this, and they should, like a business, because this is what business owners have to do. They have to see where their money is going. They have to manage the business, manage the cash flow, manage the employees, and that's really what they're doing. And you know, Donald Trump is definitely an entrepreneur. So is Elon Musk. And you know, it seems like everybody that President Trump wanted to place in the head of department heads and on his cabinet are people who, from a common sense standpoint, because this is where he's coming from, are leaders who have actually do the work. They've been in the military. They done public service. They are business owners, whatever, wherever he needs them. These are people who really have a background that they've actually rolled up their sleeves and, as they say, paid their dues and worked their way up. And so they really bring in that knowledge and experience and expertise. No, they're not. What it is they're not lifelong politicians. That's what it is. Yeah, they're not. Exactly. That's what they're not.
So you don't think that this is going to affect in any way, shape, or form the upcoming tax deadline and what's happening April 15th in this country?
No, I don't see why it would. You actually have thousands, hundreds of thousands of IRS employees doing their job, you know, and those who were, for example,
how many people work in the IRS department alone? Roughly,
you can actually probably get this information on IRS.gov on their own website, but I've actually heard that the federal government itself employs at least 300,000 people nationwide. I would give the IRS maybe a third of that, but you know, that's just my guess.
Probably. That makes sense. So right now, if anyone is not sure what they should do with pending offer and compromise, or if they're not getting information, this is where you come in and your specialty, and you can truly possibly help the consumer along and get us to understand what we need to do and what some of the strategies are.
Oh, absolutely. It's tax resolution and taxpayer defense. That's what I do as a representative. I defend taxpayers. I help them create a plan to resolve their tax problems. And I also make sure that I protect their rights under, of course, our Taxpayer Bill of Rights, which anybody can read on the IRS website, irs.gov. We have a Taxpayer Bill of Rights, and IRS employees are trained to perform in accordance with the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, and that doesn't always happen. And so a professional tax resolution professional, such as myself, I happen to be both an attorney and a CPA, but there are enrolled agents. There are CPAs who actually represent clients and help them solve their tax problems before the IRS or any state tax authority that they may have a problem with. When it comes to, I just recently did a podcast episode that we just released on what I felt is an increase now in what the IRS does is contact third parties when they're trying to get information that they're not getting from you. They contact other parties. And I mentioned that at some point, the IRS may, even if they feel you're being uncooperative, or even if you have a representative, believe it or not, who's uncooperative, issue a summons. And at that point, for the IRS to enforce such a summons to get information, you would need an attorney, because that summons has to be enforced in a court of law, or the taxpayer can fight the summons and they'll have to go to court for that. So, you know, I invite anyone to listen to that podcast, where I feel that at this point there's an increase in enforcement action, tax compliance enforcement action, and that's going to create an increase in the IRS contacting third parties. If anyone's still concerned about whether their tax matters, whether they're having a problem, or just because it's filing season, and, you know, people are asking, is my refund going to be held up?
Right, all that. Hey, give out your information. We're almost out of time, Patricia Gentile.
Yes, we always have so much to talk about.
I know, we do.
please contact me at New England website, newenglandtaxrelief.com. I also have Patricia Gentile Coaching for tax professionals who would like to discuss with me their clients' problems. And you can reach me at 1-800-880-8388. And please listen to the Fighting the Good Fight podcast with Patricia Gentile and subscribe.
So Thank you so much. We get a run. Patricia Gentile, CPA, lawyer extraordinaire. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.